This is an interesting write-up you've got today. It's just amazing the how things are changing in society. This is a write-up from The Blaze. It says, mother of girl who lost race to transgender athlete speaks out, and she's furious. This has been something in the media, the transgenders and that type of thing. So here it crosses another boundary into the world of athletic competition. This individual who was born as a male now wants to identify as a female and is racing. This is a high school, racing against girls. And not the fastest, but up there. And so for this mother of this young lady who didn't place because she was beat, she's pretty upset. Really interesting. Maybe you can give us some more of the details of this. And then, you know, just we're taking a look at how these lines are being blurred. And now it's even affecting athletics.
Well, first of all, this article might actually be slightly exaggerating her response. They're trying to gauge how she felt based off a couple comments she made on Facebook after the races.
The mother of the
Yeah, the
girl
mother
that lost.
Wasn't. Yeah. She wasn't pleased, but she wasn't typing in all caps or cursing or anything. So she just said that her daughter trained hard and shouldn't be getting beaten by boys. That's all she said, basically. Last month in Alaska, this transgender boy ran and took third in the 200-meter dash and fifth in the 100. So with the 200-meter dash, he knocked at least one or two girls off of the medal stand.
And this is just interesting because as man changes the way society, you know, views things and starts changing some of these basic boundaries, it bleeds over into all kinds of areas. You know, obviously all of a sudden people are questioning what restrooms they can use, which was never an issue years ago. And now athletics comes up to where, well, is it fair? Can you know, it's just so many things that are bizarre about this, but that's something now they're going to have to think about. And that's really the point of even just discussing this, is that the more they try to change things, the more confusing everything gets. And so now what type of laws are you going to have to make to assure fair competition?
Right.
So I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, the reason this article stood out to me was because we were recently talking about that tennis tournament in California where the guy in charge basically said, well, the women are lucky that they can ride on the coattails of the men or something like that, and they're lucky that they don't actually have to play that kind of competition while still making the same amount of money.
Right.
And we were saying at the time, well, surely this is the one place where these transgender activists would draw the line. They wouldn't allow biological males to compete against females, but this is actually happening. And I read another article where a year ago this male-turned-female fighter gave another girl a concussion and broke her eye socket.
Who?
I mean, men are just biologically stronger, and it doesn't matter if you got some sort of procedure done to you.
Right. Yeah, it's really, they started to do some of this even before this whole transgender thing happened. They started to allow some of this even when I was in school a few years ago, where they'd let girls wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no girls wrestling team, so there was, I think, one somewhere in the area that was joined the boys wrestling team. And it was a really bad situation for the fellows that would have to wrestle her, because it was a kind of a no win.
Exactly.
You know, if you win, it's like, well, you pinned her, but but if she went, you know, the whole thing was just strange. And occasionally you'll see it in football. There's been a few kickers and that type of thing. But once you start crossing these boundaries and letting people play these sports, now in this case, it's a race, so there's not going to be a whole lot of harm done other than it's not really fair.
Right.
But like that other one you mentioned, I mean, people can get hurt.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That should be obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
Because genetically, men have more muscle mass. They obviously have testosterone in abundance. And so it's just not fair, and it's extremely dangerous if you're playing a contact sport especially.
So this mother whose daughter lost the race, she you know, obviously was a bit upset. Like they say, she was furious. I don't know if that's accurate, as you say, but she was upset. But she got some feedback then from people on the internet, and some were supporting her, some were a little bit against her, I guess, from some of the comments that I saw, because it's such a volatile subject in the public sphere.
That's right. And actually the runner, the male runner who knocked some of the girls off the podium, responded. He said, "If your kids have attitude and practice enough, it gonna be more fun."
Well said.
Lacking in, I guess, common sense and grammar.
Well, look, it's got nothing to do with attitude in this case or trying hard. There's just a biological difference. Mm. And that's why we don't just have gender-neutral Olympics where you just throw every human being in there and just let them go. You know, because what's the next thing you're going to do? No age restrictions? You have children out there racing? Exactly. I mean, there's differences. Adults are faster than kids usually. You know, the men are typically a little faster and stronger than the women on average, especially if you're looking at the higher athletics. And so they start mixing all this up. It's just, it's really interesting because nobody's going to be happy about this thing. And, you know, what are people going to start doing too? I wonder if, like, if somebody's going to say, "Hey, I can't quite make it as a professional male athlete, but I could probably make it on the other side." Are they going
to
do that?
All I would have to do is identify as a female to do it. It's just, there's no limit to it. At least with the girls competing against the boys, as you said, that's a clear step up in terms of physical capability because girls are smaller and they're not as strong. That's just a biological fact. But when you're going the other way, that's really just a cop-out for a lot of the boys.
Yeah, one of the commenters, it's kind of funny, they said, well, this guy shouldn't be too excited because he still didn't win. He still got beat by a bunch of the other girls too. So it's just really interesting. And again, it's so strange, isn't it, that this is even an issue, but it is. And the more, and again, without getting into too much of the ins and outs of all this, it just highlights how every time man tries to change things and they think for the better, it just adds all these strange now questions that have to be answered. And, you know, all these, like we were talking about with the EU thing, they have so many regulations to try to regulate everything. Well, now you've got to have regulations to regulate races and all of this because they're just mixing everything together.
That's right. I guess it's just frustrating to watch it happen because you can just feel for that girl who must have trained for a long time and has always been one of the top runners in the entire state. And then all of a sudden this boy comes in and races and beats her.
Yeah, really, again, it's always gets down to this argument of who has rights. Well, they're going to say that person has rights to identify one way or the other. Well, what about the rights of these other people that have trained and are expecting to race against certain competition, all of a sudden somebody else comes in?
Well, that's one of the dilemmas for people who are feminine rights activists while also being transgender activists, because there's a clear conflict of interest there. The girls clearly don't want to be racing against boys. But at the same time, do you want to discriminate against a boy who thinks he's a girl if you have both of those positions?
Yeah.
So, I mean, clearly there are some laws that are in place that have always been in place. Nature says it is so. And when you try to cross your beliefs like that, there are going to be endless conflicts.
What's the next thing? We're going to have humans racing horses. Horses will probably win.
I mean, everything's going to be okay at some point, you would think.
It's just unbelievable. But to make heads and tails of this type of thing, there's a really good book at thetrumpet.com, Redefining Family. You really need that book, and it's going to be updated, I think, pretty soon because things are changing so quickly. But that really just sets everything in order for you in terms of all these topics. So that's a great book to get into and to study more in-depthly into that subject of all these changing societal norms that we see. Redefining Family, it's free. It's at thetrumpet.com. And, boy, this is an interesting change. I mean, you know, both of us, we really like sports and like to watch the different competitions. I love the Olympics. I love the racing. I love all of it just to see people do their best and everything. And then something like this, it doesn't seem fair.
No. That booklet that you mentioned as well raises a great question. What is the basis for these beliefs? Do we just go along with what society pressures us to think, or do we have some logical viewpoints that direct our opinions?
Right. Is there a right or wrong, and where can you go for that answer? So that's talked about in that book, Redefining Family. Grant, you always pull out some interesting ones.
Yeah, some of them are pretty fiery. I try to avoid those for the most part if I can.
This brings up a lot of interesting questions. Well, thanks for stopping by and bringing that to us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Trumpet Radio Live here on 101.3 KPCG. We'll take a quick break and take a look at a few things that have happened on this day in history right after the break.